Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman from Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes. This week we get a chance to talk with 2000 Olympic silver medalist in Greco-Roman wrestling, Matt Lindland. He followed that up with a silver medal at the 2001 World Championships. He was in mixed martial arts. You probably remember him from the UFC, but now he is the head Greco-Roman national team coach for USA Wrestling. So we get a chance to talk with Matt Lindland about a variety of topics, including, as always, recruiting, because this is sponsored by collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. And Matt Lindland has a unique story. He didn't have all of the bells and whistles, all of the great credentials coming out of high school. So he went to Clackamas Junior College. Then he found out he was pretty darn good and transferred to Nebraska. So we get a chance to talk to him about that. And of course, a lot more. And we hope you will visit collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. Robbie Vincent is the man. He does a great job there of setting you up so that you can set yourself up for a great education and a great education through the sport. collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. And now we get to 2000 Olympic silver medalist and our Greco-Roman national team coach, Matt Lindland, is next on 7 Minutes. Our guest today is Matt Lindland, 2000 Olympic silver medalist, and most importantly, he is the head national team coach for Greco-Roman at USA Wrestling. Matt Lindland, are you ready to go 7 Minutes?
Yes, I'm ready to go 7 Minutes.
Number one, if you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, that's a great question. Have more fun and relax and don't put so much stress on yourself. I think that was the biggest thing that I think held me back from performing at my highest potential earlier. It was just the fact that I wanted it so bad. I think it kind of stressed me out, and I didn't focus on all the little things that it takes to perform at that level.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about the process? What were your top three schools? And you're unique in that you went to Clackamas and then Nebraska. Take us through that journey.
Well, I didn't really get recruited, Kyle. I wasn't one of the blue chip guys. So that's really why I went to Clackamas. I did win a couple national titles. I won a national title there and got recruited by a few colleges. And at that time, I certainly wanted to get out of the West Coast and, get into a Big Ten, a Big Eight kind of conference at that time.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you are the president. What would you want to change?
More funding. Just more funding so we could do, whatever we want. We're always trying to figure out the best way to do things with the resources we have and be the most efficient. So, if there was unlimited funds, that would really help us.
Do you remember this when you were competing? Do you remember what the last thing you told yourself before you set foot on the line was?
Last time I competed. Last time I competed was in a cage. So I was fighting and I told myself, don't get knocked out.
Did that work out for you?
No, it didn't. I was getting old and slow at that time in my career, and I probably should have retired a couple of years earlier.
What's it feel like to get knocked out?
The good news is you don't have to remember it, because it kind of knocks your memory out, too.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give you?
Just say something nice about my children. Your children are wonderful people. They're quality humans. And I do hear that compliment a lot. So it's one of the things I'm most happy with, that I got wonderful children and they're doing amazing things in their life. So it's I think that's always a sign of a good compliment for anybody.
So let's turn the tables. What compliment would you give your children?
Well, they're different. Both my kids are really different. I would say to my son, I'm proud of your work ethic. And my daughter, I would tell her, I'm proud of her drive and her focus.
Let's go back again to your competition days. What was the strangest thing that ever went through your head during a wrestling match?
I mean, I always had like just these evil, demented thoughts of how I could, you know, hurt somebody. And, you know, if I could end up injuring somebody bad enough, I would obviously win the match. So I was usually thinking kind of demented thoughts of picking somebody up and slamming them through the mat in some fashion.
If you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which would it be and why?
Big Eight Finals against Pat Smith. Because I got some bad calls at Gallagher Arena. I never got to wrestle that guy outside of Gallagher. I would do some things differently in that match, for sure.
Who is somebody you've really enjoyed scrapping against and why?
Oh, man, that's a great question. My favorite guy to scrap against was Alberto Esqui, because he was the best in the world at my weight class. And I knew that I was going to get him, and I finally did. But we had some really fun fights on the mats. I mean, it was just incredible. I mean, you know, just different things every time we competed against each other. And I knocked his teeth out one time, and you know, and but he was a fierce competitor, and he was really, really good. So those were always fun bouts.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
Oh man, there's so many interesting things about me. I don't know if I could pick one. I don't know. Probably the most recent thing was, I've been a professional whitewater racer for 7 years. Won the regionals all 7 years in a row and placed as high as second in the nation twice.
What is your greatest fear?
I'm really good at controlling fears, so I don't usually have a lot of fear. I think my biggest fear, I know what it would be, is somehow I did something to my family that made them no longer, you know, respect me or want to be, you know, around me.
And then we'll end with this. If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
Jeez. Well, I grew up near Portland and I trained in Portland, and Rick Sanders was kind of always an idol. And when I was that age, I was his size and weight class. So I would have loved to have not only got a chance to compete against him, but, you know, train with him as well.
Matt Lindland, you just went 7 minutes, not five, not six. You went a full college match and you're out of the cage. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of 7 Minutes, Matt.
That was super easy.